This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. The principal negotiators, including Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, convened again in hopes of breaking a week-long stalemate. Speaking to reporters, Mnuchin said there had been progress, but there was still a lot of work to do.
We understand that the Speaker and Senator Schumer want to have an overall deal, so we'll be back here working full time until we can accomplish something for the benefit of the American people.
The administration is willing to extend a $600 jobless benefit, at least in the short term, but is balking at other demands of Democratic negotiators, like aid for state and local governments, food stamp increases, and assistance to renters and homeowners. Hurricane Isaias has snapped trees and knocked out power while blowing through the Bahamas. It's headed toward the Florida coast, where officials have closed beaches, parks, and coronavirus testing sites. At a news conference, Governor Ron DeSantis said not only did he declare a state of emergency for parts of Florida, but the federal government has also issued a disaster declaration.
We just got word this morning that that has been approved and will contain reimbursement for direct federal assistance, as well as all the mass care. So the feeding and sheltering will be eligible for federal reimbursement.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Late Saturday afternoon, the Hurricane Center downgraded Isaias to a tropical storm, but said it could strengthen later in the evening. This is VOA News. Mexico has become the country with the third most COVID-19 deaths in the world, just behind the U.S. and Brazil. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. It's as well to note that Mexico's population is double that of Britain. The officials also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, nine state governors from opposition parties have criticized what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people marched in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk on Saturday for the fourth weekend in a row, protesting President Vladimir Putin's handling of a local political crisis. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Sergei Furgal was arrested on July 9th on murder charges, which he denies. His supporters say the arrest was politically motivated and it's triggered weeks of demonstrations. Marching under heavy rain beneath umbrellas, protesters chanted freedom and we came here of our own will. One banner read, Russia without Putin, and protesters also chanted, Putin resign. The situation is creating a headache for the Kremlin, which is trying to revive a stuttering economy and keep a lid on unrest.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. President Donald Trump says he will take steps to ban the TikTok app in the United States because of its Chinese ownership and security concerns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
TikTok is known for its fun and goofy videos, but some lawmakers have raised concerns about possible intelligence and privacy issues because it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Trump brought it up Friday.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things.
And then doubled down that he's going to ban the app with some type of executive order. TikTok denies allegations that it shares user data with the Chinese government, but the company's operations in the U.S. have been under review by the Committee on Foreign Investment, and the warnings are similar to those issued about Chinese-owned Huawei and ZTE. There are media reports of U.S. software companies vying to buy TikTok from ByteDance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
VOA. the hits and more right here on VOA 1.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the...
A tiger, don't lose no sleep. Don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me, no, not today. You're calculated, I got your number. Cause you're a joker and I'm a courtside killer queen. In a minute, get used to it. Funny, my name keeps coming at your mouth, cause I stay winning. Name up like swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket.
Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest bitch in all the land?
Damn, man, this bitch is a stan. The generous queen that kiss a fan. Ask her by, I'ma be riding by. I'ma tell my big Z, that's the guy. A star's a star, the heart. They never thought the switch guard to take it this far. Get my pimp cup, this is pimp shit, baby.
I only rock with queen, so I'm making hits with Kate.
Swish, swish, bitch. Another one in the basket.
VOA 1, the hits, swish, swish. And that's exactly what it sounds like to a baby inside of both of those singers' bellies right now. Katy Perry is expecting to give birth to a little baby girl. She's pregnant with Orlando Bloom. And Nicki Minaj announced that she is pregnant with her husband. And so congratulations to both singers who are going to have babies. Swish, swish. This is VOA 1. Now, there's lots of love in the air. Demi Lovato announced that she is engaged to her boyfriend, Max Ehrlich. It was love at first sight for them. This one's called Anyone on VOA 1, the hits.
Piano. I tried to talk to my guitar, talk to my imagination, confided into alcohol. I tried and tried and tried some more, told the secrets till my voice was sore. Tired of empty conversation, cause no one hears me anymore.
stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. So why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening. I cried too many times. I just need some more affection. Anything to get me by. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. So why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening. Anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Oh, anyone, please send me. In 100 million songs, I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening.
New music, new music, new music. VOA 1.
I feel by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I start a replace. Cause now that the corner lock, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment I start a replay. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So
was there something?
Louis Capaldi and his new one, Before You Go. Writes a lot of sad love songs for a guy that has himself struggled to find love. He used to be on Tinder. He said he got lots of sore fingers from swiping all the time, but finally did meet a girl and has been dating for the past year. I'm Larry London. Coming up next, Harry Styles. He's never had any problem in that romance department. Harry is now growing a mustache. And this is his latest single from the album Fine Line. It's called Watermelon Sugar.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out.
I wanted it to happen. and more. VOA 1.
기도했어 높아 버린 sky 커져버린 heart 때론 도망치게 해달라며 기도했어 But 너의 상처는 나의 상처 깨달았을 때 나 다짐했던 걸 네가 준 이 그 후세 나에게로 태양이 아닌 너에게로 Let me fly
BTS with Halsey, Boy with Love. There's a lot of love for BTS who are from Korea. They have put out a couple of new albums in the last 6 months or so. And they put out actually about six albums all totaled for their career, which has been going on about 7 years now. Map of the Soul Persona was an album that came out in 2019. And the new one is Map of the Soul 7, The Journey. And according to those folks who count streams and album sales, the BTS boys have outsold the Beatles on streaming music. So congratulations to BTS. And also they're thrilled because back home in Korea, Samsung, which is a Korean cell phone company, have just released a BTS model cell phone. I'm Larry London. This is